This summer will mark the fourth anniversary of Susan Cook taking over as chancellor at the University of Illinois Springfield, but the current state budget situation could make this year the most trying. We'll talk about the budget and a whole lot more with Chancellor Cook. I want to thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Well, the governor talked about a major cut to higher education. So what do we know about the budget for the university and specifically UIS for next year at this point?
Well, of course, there's a lot we don't know, and that's causing a lot of discussion. As most people do know, the governor has proposed a 31.5% reduction in the allocation for public universities for the upcoming budget. And that, of course, a cut of this magnitude would just be severely damaging, not only to UIS and the other campuses of the University of Illinois, but to public higher education across the state. So we're very, very concerned about that. The University of Illinois president and the three chancellors and others recently testified before the House and Senate Appropriations Committee, and we talked about what a reduction of that magnitude would mean. But the reality at this moment is that we don't know where things will end up. We certainly do know that the governor understands the value of higher education in this state, and that we have, of course, many, many supporters throughout state government and throughout the state that understand the importance of higher education as a solution to the economic challenges facing the state. We need more college-educated people in our state. So we're hopeful that that number is going to go a long way down from 31. But at the same time, we're hopeful. We're also preparing and planning.
And you may not know what that number is going to be for several more weeks, maybe into the summer. There's been discussion that this could drag out a while. How do you go forward in planning when so much is so up in the air at this point?
Well, that's a great question. And first of all, one of the things we've been doing for a long time, because budget reductions are not new to us, of course, is that we've just been very, very cautious and conservative about any spending. Another thing that has really driven our strategic thinking at UIS is the growth strategy for the campus, of course, because we have to be thinking not only about where can we reduce, but where can we increase revenue. For UIS, the best opportunity to increase revenue is to grow the campus. And I'm very, very pleased to say that we've been doing pretty well in that regard, especially compared to other public campuses across the state. Our enrollment this past fall was the largest enrollment in the campus's history, 5,431. But it is a very difficult situation. We had a budget forum. At the same time we're planning, we're also working very hard to keep everyone informed.
We're talking with the UIS Chancellor, Susan Cook, and we're talking right now about the state budget situation, how it might impact the campus and the University of Illinois as a whole. A few years back, there were furloughs for employees. Is there any idea of doing something like that or even the potential of layoffs at this time? I know that's been addressed in certain discussions.
There really has been no consideration of furloughs, and I don't expect that we will do that. Certainly, though, most state funding does go to pay people throughout the university. The largest proportion of our budget is used for personnel. And there's no doubt if the budget reduction is severe, that is going to affect the number of people that we can employ.
What are the priorities as you look forward, especially knowing there may be limited resources there? What are the priorities for UIS?
Well, I guess I would answer that in two ways. One is that we are sticking with our strategic priorities of growing the campus increasing not only our enrollment but also our reputation, providing students with the high level of excellence that they need and deserve, and really sticking with our strategic plan in that regard. But at the same time, as we discussed at our budget forum earlier this week, if there are reductions coming, and we certainly anticipate that they are, we are going to follow the guiding budget principles that we have been using for a number of years, and one of those principles is that we will protect the core mission of the university, which is enrolling and educating students. So we really have to look very, very hard at every possible efficiency that we can gain, but at the same time, We will continue to deliver on that core mission of enrolling and educating students with a very high level of excellence.
And there was an economic impact survey that was recently done that showed what UIS means for the community. And can you talk a bit more about that, what you saw as the highlights of that?
Yes, the economic impact study that was just completed and published in January is really a great example and so relevant in the budget discussions, because it's a great example of how universities drive the economic engine of the communities where they're located, as well as well beyond. In the case of UIS, I'll share just a few numbers, and the entire study is available on the UIS website with a very informative fact sheet. But what we learned from that economic impact study is that every year UIS contributes about $176.8 million to the economy in Sangamon County. That's a big number. And, of course, that comes from many sources. It comes from university operations and all the money that the university spends in the community to operate the campus. We have a $67.1 million payroll. Almost 80% of our employees live in Sangamon County. They pay mortgages. They buy groceries. Student spending is another part of that $176.8 million. A very conservative number in this study of about $6 million. The reason it's very conservative is because the economists who did the study only looked at the spending of students who moved to Springfield for school. And actually, a very significant number of our students are commuting back and forth from wherever their home may be. So that number is really larger than that. The largest portion of the $176.8 million, however, is the impact of the productivity of our graduates. And of course, as most people know, earning a bachelor's degree is a way to really help ensure that you are going to be able to participate in the economy at a relatively high level. So because this community has a university, it's just a very, very important driver of economic development. So it's a great argument as to why the state needs to support universities.
And I should point out that a big chunk of WUIS funding also comes from the university. Before we leave the topic of the budget, let me also ask you, it seems as though that higher education administrators are in a bit of a bind, because we hear on one side that tuition has to stay affordable, that it's got to be affordable for kids to go to school these days, and that's harder and harder to do. At the same time, we're seeing those levels of support being cut. How do you do that balancing act? It seems like that's a very difficult position to be in.
Well, that's a good point. And, you know, it does almost feel like it puts us in a no-win situation. Our Board of Trustees voted in January not to increase tuition for in-state undergraduates in Illinois. And I think that was a good call, because we are concerned about access and affordability. This is a land-grant university system that was built on the principle that a university education should be accessible to people. If a 31.5% reduction in our allocation were to actually be a reality, that would be the equivalent of a tuition increase of some 20%, well beyond anything that we could even imagine. So we really do feel as if we have increased tuition over the years, of course, because we had to. We don't feel like that's a place we can go for additional support for our budget. So we're, as they say, between a rock and a hard place here.